prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 November 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast to you in First Street tonight. We're going to bring in one of our favorite ladies in the world. She just started joining us in our Bible studies here a few months ago and had her on the radio several months ago for the first time. We're going to talk to Diana Ketterman. And thanks to Jerry with Power of Prophecy Ministries, told me about Diana, who lives just a few counties north of me. We got together on the radio a few times. She came to Bible study, enjoyed being with us. We enjoyed having her. So we're going to talk to her tonight about a lot of things. Y'all hang in there because we want your opinions. Tonight's going to be kind of an open forum. Open forum means you can call in, ask any questions you'd like, bring up a different topic. It's your program tonight also, folks. So please feel free to call at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. It's your choice. Now you can call if you want to and share with us. Give us about 15 minutes to get into the program. You can call whenever you're ready. And look at tomorrow being Thursday. Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 to 4 Eastern. I'll be here to take phone calls, answer questions, just talk a little while with you. I would love to do that. I really enjoy the phone calls. The phone has been very, very quiet the last couple of weeks, the last few weeks, actually. And it's kind of makes you scratch your head and wonder why, but they have been. But nonetheless, we're here between 9 and 4 to fill in a few orders and take in orders if you want. Chris will be here to fill them tomorrow. And if you want to give donation, we're here for that also. If you just want to call and talk tomorrow and just share some thoughts or maybe ask a question or two, I'll do what I can to be a blessing to you. You can call us tomorrow. If you don't have long distance, toll-free number is 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call on a toll line, we'd appreciate that because the toll free number is not free for us. You can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. So please feel free to call tomorrow. Ask any questions. Just do whatever you want to do tomorrow as far as talking to us. We're here so we can share with you. I don't want there to be someone you can't get a hold of. Please, if you need me anytime during the week, you call during the weekdays. Somebody will find me. I'll get back to you. That's a promise. Now, don't forget, the next Thursday is my favorite holiday of all because it's a Christian holiday called Thanksgiving. We'll not be in the office next week. So you can count on, I guess next week you can count on us not being here. Everybody's going to be going to be home with their families for Thanksgiving dinner. So next Thursday, the office will not be open. Although we'll have Bible study the following Saturday, Lord willing, weather permitting. And we'll have, of course, our programs Monday through Wednesday next week as usual. But anyway, our guest tonight, Diana Ketterman, author, radio host, seminar holder, an all-around lady that is unbelievably knowledgeable on what's happening in this country. And I really enjoy talking to her. We do it sometimes together a little bit in Bible studies, but quite often on the radio and sometimes on the phone. And it's just a pleasure to have her with to join us and share her knowledge with us. And I do mean that. Diane, are you there?
Pastor Butch.
It's good to have you. It really is. I'm glad you made it back home from your trip safe and sound. And you're back with us again, and we can share some thoughts together tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on, and even though the topics aren't very pleasurable.
No, they're not. Unfortunately, they're not. And by the way, folks, Diana wrote more than one book. But the book I've read, The Truth Is Not This World, it's an excellent book, full of information that I knew somewhat about, but not very much. I learned a lot out of the book. Some things I don't quite understand. Some things I have to admit I don't agree with, but that's okay. I don't agree with my wife. We've been married 54 years tomorrow. Tomorrow's anniversary, Diana, 54 years tomorrow.
Well, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. I thought after 40 years she'd give me parole, but she didn't. But anyway, here we are. 54 years tomorrow, folks. But anyway, as I was saying, the book's an excellent book. Diana's going to tell you how you can order it. The truth is not of this world. It's a lot of things there you're going to learn. And I really enjoyed reading it. Like I said, I don't understand some of it. I don't agree with some of it. That's beside the point. The point of it is it's a good book. You can learn things from it. And none of us are going to agree on everything. It's impossible. It's just not going to happen. But this woman is trying her best to glorify our Savior, tell the truth, convince people of where we are in prophecy, and show them the truth before they're suckered any further into this whole situation. The lesson I did last week, Dan, of course, you didn't get to be there, was entitled Weeping in Babylon. You might want to watch the first part if you can. Go online and watch it before we have Bible study next weekend, because it's going to be a two-part teaching. If you can watch the first part, Weeping in Babylon, I think you might enjoy it, so you can catch up with us for next week. But it's a teaching that's really, well, it's pretty hard. It's straightforward. And it covers things that's not discussed in many churches. And it covers truths that we've ignored or forgotten about. Either way, we're not doing them. And it just breaks my heart to see that. And sometimes when you teach these things that people have never heard them, it shocks them. Sometimes makes them mad. Sometimes they're glad you heard it. They just have to digest it. All these things fit together. So what you do is a lot the same way. You share a lot of thoughts with people that they never knew about. And it's almost hard to believe some of these things happening. And it really is sometimes hard to digest, isn't it?
It sure is. I just came from a meet and greet in Texas and met some new people down there that I only knew online. And they brought some of their friends with them. And, you know, we were discussing the book. And, you know, when you're brought up in dispensationalism, there's just so many things to unlearn. And you talk about Babylon meaning confusion. We are living in Babylon, total confusion. Every day, our world is being shaken more and more every day. And, you know, we have to soon decide what is it that is going to be shaken out of our lives that is not of God. Because everything that's not of God, the true Christians are going to be totally stripped of everything that is of this world. And that's coming faster and faster. We are going to have to let go of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and have nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ to hang on to.
And the purging, is Christ said, I will purge my floor. That's what he said. And, of course, that means he'll separate wheat from the chaff. That's happening right now. And the purging started. But that's, I know for myself, Diana, the longer I live, the more I realize what a failure I am in not understanding the truth of God's word and not surrendering to it like I should have years ago. But by the grace of God, he's been patient with me and helped me understand things over a period of time that I couldn't grasp all at once. And folks, he'll do the same thing for you. It'll make you unpopular with a lot of your friends. It'll make you stand out in the crowd, so to speak, and some people aren't going to like you for it. But if you want to serve Christ, Christ says come back for a bride without spot or blemish or any such thing. We've got to surrender to Christ totally. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. No, grace comes in where we can't feel it. That means that we're going to desire to know the truth and change with it. And what you've done in your book, Diane, is exposed a lot of things happen behind the scenes, so to speak, that they didn't want us to know about. But when you tie all these little cores together, you can see a picture, can't you?
Yeah, you can see a plan, and you can try to go back to Abraham and start with Abraham and bring it up to where we are today. You were talking about the mercy of God. One of the scriptures the Lord gave me for this evening is Psalms 86:13. For great is thy mercy toward me, because you have delivered my soul from the lowest hell. See, as you and I have studied, you know, we know that there's different satanic cults that's now coming to the forefront. We have all of these people that's been, in child trafficking, that's been used and abused, and a lot of them are not Christians, but they're coming forth, and they're exposing the works of darkness. And these cults, and one of them is called the Ninth Circle Cult, is description of that is they have a tomb of Satan underneath of that obelisk at the Vatican. And I've been right at that obelisk, and that obelisk actually came from Joseph in the Bible, Joseph in Egypt. His father-in-law had that obelisk at his church of the sun in Egypt, and that was transported to Rome, and it was where they crucified St. Peter upside down, and now it's in the Vatican Square, and they say underneath of that is the tomb of Satan, which is the lowest hell, the ninth circle, where they do a lot of the child sacrifices, is what, you know, some of the people are coming forth now and making these claims. And we don't even know what's going on under our feet. You know, when you walk into a cathedral, they're saying in the basements of the churches, there it's where they're doing child sacrifices and raping of children, because they want to have the good with the bad, the black with the white, the left with the right. See, they have to keep us in that duality. And so as I started thinking about this, and I had some time to think on the plane and mull over this, you know, with all of these sick things that's coming out and it's being exposed and how it's going to be tied to top leaders, top global leaders. And I read in one of the books where they have actually chopped up children and put them into concrete, and they pour the concrete for their buildings, cannibalism now in the food. The thing is we have all been exposed and connected at some point to this evil, whether it's any kind of cults, any kind of Freemasonry, Shriners, all of these types of things that are in our community where they're doing good, but they're also doing evil because they have the duality. So we have been blindsided focusing on, you know, what's going on in the church, but what's going on in the basement? See, this is what Ezekiel was exposing. What's behind the wall? And we have to open our eyes and be willing to see what is behind the wall and admit it, that we need the Lord Jesus to forgive us and to have mercy on us, because there's so many that's in the lowest of hell. People are living in hell right now. You have children that's living in hell right now. And I don't hear the outcry of the church.
No, I think
they should.
Apathy is a serious cancer in America, period, but in the church also. Very serious cancer, say, if you will. And I don't want to get off the topic you're on now, because you're doing a great job, but I do want to bring up good old Epstein and what has come out of that finally, after months of Trump run campaign going to release the files immediately, and of course he canceled me. He censored them. He didn't want to happen. Tried his best not to let it happen. Well, supposedly it's going to happen anyway. But surely no one out there is ignorant enough, or I should say naive enough, to believe that they're going to show everything in those files. I don't think anybody out there listening tonight would ever believe that they're going to open up and show all the names listed, which would include a lot of people that we would never think would be involved in this, and Trump's one of them. I don't think that people are do you think they really believe that they're going to do this? Or do you think you're falling for the trick? Or do you think a lot of people are starting to realize, hey, this is all made up. This is not going to be like it's supposed to be?
Well, you know, Epstein's brother has come out now, and he says that he knows that that file is being purged in Winchester, Virginia, where, you know, my office was for 20 years. And I actually had friends who told me that their job was to work on the JFK files, same type of thing. That's all they did. So there's people in that area. They have a facility. And he's come out in national news saying Winchester, Virginia is where they're working on the files now to remove names, especially, you know, the Republican names. And see, there again, they're making it left and right.
Cool.
So, you know, it's – and also I've heard that there's going to be a judge come out and deny that it can be exposed so that Trump can say, well, I said let it happen, and he knew that the judge would stop it. So, you know, there's so many lies. That's just one of the ways that they control us is through lies, through coercion. They control us through wars, revolutions, lies, oppression, controlling both sides of it, you know, both sides. So the only way that we can have freedom, individual freedom, you know, is to keep our mouth shut and follow the rules. That's what they want us to do, to restrict our individual freedom, and that's what they want us to do, is keep our mouth shut. So when I was studying, you know, how this American society has been for many years, you know, you had people like Carnegie who profited from the war through the steel investments, but yet he funded the American Peace Society. So they play both sides all the time. So whatever comes out of their mouth, you know, just like now the two-state solution, you don't hear anything about what's happening with the Gazan people, because it's not about rescuing those people and helping them. It's about getting that real estate and making money and bringing all these people together so they can make their money. And, you know, the former president or the former whatever they are of Saudi Arabia, I forget what his title is, but the former one that was in there, his son came forth many months ago and said there's already a deal made with the United States that Saudi Arabia will get nuclear weapons if they follow the rules and sign the agreement and leave the Gazans alone and not help them. So this is already happening. They've got the agreement with Jared Kushner with the real estate deal. America owns Gaza. And so, you know, it's all a real estate deal. It's not about the people. It's about something to benefit them. And it always follows the money.
It's always about the dollar. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's always about the dollar. And we know nobody's naive enough to think that Trump isn't in on that. Of course he's in on it. He's the one that mentioned building a resort there. He mentioned it better ago. We're going to build a resort there. But all these things happen in Gaza. And I've just read one tonight of a gentleman who's a retired military officer went over there to help with the distribution centers and saw what was going on. They were literally causing the people to come in into traps and have them shot, but they said it was because they were caught up in the crossfire. They had all the sites. They expected 40. They had four sites. They were all behind the front lines. They were all where the battle was going on. And this guy caught them even going to shoot children because they were sitting on top of their daddy's shoulders in the crowd. And we can't have that. That's not secure. But this is what's happening. And there's people, and they'll tell you that the IDF and all the soldiers tell you these people are not human. They're not real. They're them. They're not. They're no good for anything, folks. This is happening as we said here tonight, and talk about this. This is going on our watch, so to speak. But
and who do you think is
back
next?
In Israel? Who's next?
Yeah, who's next? Who's
probably
next?
Iran, probably Iran. Well, of course. Who is going to be next? I mean, us, maybe. I don't know. But Venezuela is coming up for a good hit pretty soon.
Right.
Because they have more oil there than they do in Saudi Arabia. Of course, that wouldn't have anything to do with it. I mean, it's all about illegal drugs. And Trump's took out 17 or 20 ships, boats, whatever, that said they're hauling drugs. How do we know that? How do we know? Why didn't they seize them and show what they were hauling? I mean, folks, please don't trust this man. Don't trust this man any more than you did Biden. Please don't be suckered by this. But go ahead, Donnie. I don't want to get started. I get all carried away here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, as I was studying, there's so many things to pick from, what to focus on, you know. The children are so close to my heart because I have a children's ministry to the slave work children in Pakistan and the children in the Muslim communities in Africa. And so, you know, one of the things they do to these children when they take them in, and also when they recruit men out of Yale or these other colleges for, you know, the order, you know, the ones that's going to be in the elite, the first thing they do is change their name to say death to the old person, and now you're a new person. And so they not only strip these children of their clothes, and they strip them of their name, of their identity. And one of the things that they, I've got one of the statements that they say to the elite when they bring them into the New World Order from Yale University, usually it's where it comes from, those skull and bones, we know the Bushes were a part of that. It says, tonight he will die to the world and be born again into the order as he will henceforth refer to it. The order is a world unto itself in which he will have a new name and new blood brothers also with new names. And see, they're taking exactly what the Lord Jesus is going to give to the overcomers. It says in Revelation 2:17 Those that overcome, I will give them a white stone, and in the stone a new name is written that no man knows except the person that receives it. And see, they are trying to be God. They're trying to be the God of they are the gods of this world, but Jesus Christ has overcome this world.
Amen. Amen. You know, it is so, well, we don't have time to get into all this tonight, but with all this is happening around the world and here in America, I mean, the people are like, they're like in a trance. You know, Kathy O'Brien wrote a book, and I got to meet Kathy O'Brien a couple of times in person years ago and interviewed her not too long ago, a book entitled Trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, Transformation of America. People in America, a lot of them are walking around in a trance. They can't see reality because they don't want to. They're walking around with rose-colored glasses. Just like those who are still willing to die for Trump and because he's doing things exactly right. And he's going to save his country. And we're winning this war because he's in charge. I mean, people like that are blinded. But I have to think at least most of them that will say they're having wisdom at all are blinded, at least partially, because they won't be blinded. What do you say to that?
Well, I say to that, Jeremiah 5:31, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear by their means, and my people love to have it so. And I just had this conversation this week, again, you know, with somebody about that TV show, The Chosen. You know, people will not give up Hollywood. Get in the Word. That, you know, that show, The Chosen, is 95% non-biblical. Why would you want to sit in front of something that is non-biblical and take it into your mind as if it is biblical? It is backed by the Mormons and the Catholics. And I don't understand why Christians do that.
That'll tell you something right there. That'll tell you something right there for sure.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
That'll give you a real good hint.
Another thing is, I don't know if you're aware, but the Geneva Bible, which was written in 1599, has in it one little clause that the King James does not have for Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, And the Geneva Bible says, and against the worldly governors. And that was left out of the King James Bible. I don't know why. But, you know, that's the one important thing that we're wrestling against right now is these worldly governors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, when you preach that in church, and you've heard me preach it, you've heard me say some things probably that you haven't heard to me at the church, not because I'm such a great preacher, but I try to cover the truth. When you say such things, though, all of a sudden, you're really almost ostracized from those around you that used to be friends of yours, you went to church with before. They all of a sudden think that you're some kind of fanatic, that you're really, maybe you're a terrorist. I don't know what you're thinking, but they seem like they just don't have a desire to want to stand for the truth. You've heard, you know about Phineas in the Bible.
Yeah.
And what he did, and he actually executed a man for committing sin in the presence of the leaders of Israel. And God made that martyr out of him for doing that. Well, the rest of them sat around praying, including Moses. They were all just sat back and praying. And he went in and done God's duty. And he was put in the records as a great man before God in what he did. But the people today in America, it seems like we don't want to do anything to get fanatical or out of line with the so-called law of the land. And we got to follow all the rules or, you know, we're sinning. I mean, that's our churches have bought in that lie. And that's why we're in this mess right now, because people have become cowards because of false teaching in the pulpits.
Absolutely. It has infiltrated gradually, step by step, book by book. And now it's suddenly we're changed. Suddenly everything's yes. changed. And people are like, yes. What happened? Well, that's because it has crept in unawares. Because our eyes have been focused on everything in this world, and you know, we're all guilty to a point. But those of us who are crying out now, there is going to be no excuse, because I believe the Lord is opening up the floodgates of people crying out and saying, this is happening. You better wake up. We look at... when I was studying this about the Skull and Bones and how they have their hands on every lever of power in the country, the universities, there is no funding for the research for the truth. There's only funding for the narrative, what they want. Yep. So if you're trying to prove something that's true, you know, like there's a cure for cancer, you're not going to get the funding.
That's pretty true.
It's going to be manipulated. It may look like it on the front, but not really.
Well, obviously, what we've been told, I was just a young boy whenever Kennedy was assassinated. And of course, we all believe the narrative taught on TV. We all believe it because that's what we did as Americans back then. Folks, there's no excuse now. We've been lied to too many times to say we no longer know the truth. Back at the break with your phone calls and a lot more to talk about. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back. Phone lines are open now at 717-300-1698. We'll get the phone call in a minute. We'll get the BK and everybody else. Just a minute, so bear with us a second, folks. I want to share one story. Everybody listening to this program, Diane, over the last several years, knows who Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez is. He's the head and the founder of the BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico. Mars and I have had the privilege of going down there to be in his hospital to be put through the treatments he put you through to detox your body. And after, in the second week, he takes your stem cells, cleans them, puts them back in you. And I'm going to tell you, that's an experience. I can't begin to explain to you. When I first done it, I felt lightheaded and flushed. But when I went through me, I could feel that leaving, and I could feel the energy surge in my body. And I can't explain it. You have to go through it to understand it. But I felt like I was going to pass out because I got so lightheaded and hot. But just for a couple seconds, and it passed through, and I was feeling better. But that is what I want to talk about, though, in this story. Dr. Rodriguez and I discussed briefly one time about him treating Steve McQueen. Now, everybody probably knows who Steve McQueen was, at least older folks do. He was a movie star, an action actor, I guess you could say, and he starred in a lot of good movies. And he treated Steve McQueen for cancer. Steve was told here in this country that he had to go through all the normal treatments, radiation and chemotherapy, all the other things, and get operated on all this. He didn't want to do that. He went to Tijuana to see Dr. Rodriguez. Now, folks, it's a true story. Dr. Rodriguez cured his cancer with natural supplements, and he cured it. But there was still a mass in him, a tumor, if you will, in Steve, and they had to take it out. They went to cut out the mass, the tumor, and it wasn't attached to anything. It had actually withered up and died. They took it out clean. As McQueen was healing, he said, when I get back home, I'm going to expose the medical field, so to speak, and tell them what they've done. While he was still being taken care of, somebody gave him a shot to thicken his blood and caused him to have a stroke. But all of the headlines, all over the country. I can remember some of this. He died from going to have an alternative treatment for cancer. The treatment killed him. That's the story that was in the headlines. Now, there's a video I just posted online. To everybody's on our list, they got it already, or should have by tomorrow. A video that in the 46 minutes into the videos when they talk about Steve McQueen going to see Dr. Rodriguez. Now, everybody that receives a Minuteman News online or a news blast will have this video. That's why I ask you to please, if you want to keep up with all the things happening, just call tomorrow and give us your email address or email me and give it to us. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. And give us your email address. We'll put you on the list to receive the magazine, which will be going up by tomorrow, by the way, because next Thursday is a holiday. So if you want to see our magazine for free and our news blast, just let us know. We'll keep you informed of a lot of things. But this goes on all the time. We've been lied to so much, there can be no longer really any excuse for being naive. Maybe ignorant a little bit, but mostly because, I'm saying this out of kindness, if you know the truth and don't accept it and will not grow in it, you're not really ignorant, you're stupid. That's just best I can put it. You're poisoning yourself and everybody around you. And Diane, that's kind of straightforward, but I don't know what else to say. To ignore the truth, you're actually acting in a stupid manner, at least I can say that, and mean it, because all that's going to do is kill us. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Hello, right there, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir. Come on in.
How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Oh, God is good. I'm doing fine. And I wanted to ask you, Butch, if you could get me one of them prayer papers from last night that you
yes.
offered.
Yes. I'll make a note here, but if you get a chance, call them or remind me, okay? I'll make a note.
Okay, I sent you an order in, so if you can remember, just send it in there when you get my order for this month, okay?
I'll do my best, BK, I promise.
All right, brother. Hey.
All right.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right. Well, God is sovereign, and Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven.
Amen.
That's right.
I bought my wife your book. I bought my wife your book. Truth is not of this world.
Well, thank you. Give me your feedback. Send it in to me.
I will. And I saw where Pam Bondi released 33,000 Epstein files. 33,000.
Yeah. Strange number, huh?
How about that, you know? That old Mike Johnson, boy, he's a two-faced piece of trash, isn't he?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. We don't know. We don't know what's in the heart until we learn what's in, you know, what's behind the scenes. It's good and bad, you know.
When you see the fruit, you have a good idea.
Yeah, right.
You do. Go ahead, BK.
Well, you know, Joseph Smith, the founder of the Latter-day Saints, he was a Freemason, and he conducted Freemason ceremonies at the Mormon temple.
Absolutely.
And of course, the Mormon membership is full of Freemason members. And,
yes,
you
it
know,
is.
Speaking of religions that are created by Freemasons, have you ever looked into Wicca?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. That Wicca was developed in England in the first half of the 20th century and mm-hmm. introduced to the public in 1954 by Gerald Gardner, born 1884, died February 1964. He was a writer, a magician, and a Wiccan priest. He joined the New Forest Coven in 1939. He combined the coven's rituals and ideas with Freemason ceremonies and magic. So Wicca has Freemason members, and Freemasons have Wiccans.
Yeah. And there's over half of TPUSA, my understanding is, half of the people involved with that were Mormons.
Wow.
Well, you know... I love the country music singer Don Williams. He's one of the greatest country music singers ever. Don Williams, he's a 33rd degree Freemason. You know, that's up there with the late Senator Byrd. I love his songs, Good Old Boys Like Me, and Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. And in Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good, he sings this verse. Lord, you've been the king since the dawn of time. All I'm asking is for a little less crime. It might be hard for the devil to do, but it would be easy for you. And you see, that's because the devil can be worshipped in the Masonic Lodge openly in secret, well, along with Buddha and Shinto, Muhammad, any other Antichrist, because if it ain't Christ, it's Antichrist, isn't it?
That's right.
And you know, look back here at Albert Pike. He did baptisms into the Masonic Lodge. Those weren't baptisms into Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. They were baptisms into the Masonic Lodge that was based on European Masonic tradition. Now, Albert Pike himself said that the very core of Freemasonry comes from the Jewish mystics Kabbalah.
That's very true. Well, they just put Pike's statue back up in D.C. too. You know that,
right?
That's right. I was going to mention that, Butch. You know, and I wanted to ask Diana: does she believe that Albert Pike's letter, the Three World Wars, is real, or is that propaganda? Do you think, Diana?
You know, that's hard to say. I've studied that. You know, what we have to always go back to is that the Word of God, you know, because we just can't trust what they tell us.
No, we can't.
But you mentioned Robert Byrd, right? You mentioned Robert Byrd.
Yes.
Well, there's a lady, her name's Anique Lucas, and she says that Robert Byrd was her handler.
So is Kathy O'Brien. Say the same thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Kathy O'Brien would not come to West Virginia when he was alive. She would not come here.
Wow. And she said she was repeatedly raped by David Rockefeller, I believe.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Wow. You know, it's just these people are coming out of the woodwork, you know.
Okay. Go ahead, Larry.
Summers, the former U.S. Treasury Secretary and former president of Harvard, he resigned today because of the Epstein files from OpenAI board of directors.
Yep. I'm interested to see what they tell us on that. I don't think they'll tell at all, obviously, but we'll see. Anything else, BK?
If you look at this statue of Albert Pike, sitting below him is a woman holding a sign 33, and that woman represents the goddess of masonry. And, you know, they've just put this statue up just in time for World War III. You know, General Pike, he wanted to be cremated, but he's buried at the House of the Temple. That's the headquarters of the Scottish Rite in D.C. And I wanted to ask both of y'all, have y'all heard of the Statue of Union in Sugar Land, Texas?
I have heard of that, but it's been a long time.
It's the third tallest statue in the United States. It's a Hindu god with a little g.
Oh, yeah.
The number one tallest statue is the Statue of Liberty, 305 feet. That's French Illuminati. The second tallest is the Pegasus and the Dragon in Florida. That's 110 feet tall, and that's pagan Greek. And the third tallest is the Statue of Union, a 90-feet tall heathen god in Texas from the Hindu religion. And, you know, you hear these Roman Catholics claim that the members of the so-called church can't be Freemasons. But, you know, Joe Biden, the second Roman Catholic president, he attended Mass every Sunday. Did y'all hear that President Biden joined the Prince Hall Masonic Lodge in South Carolina? So, yes, indeed, President Joe Biden is a black Freemason.
Yes. There you go. Yes, he's the second Jesuit president.
Yes, he is. Mickey, I got to jump, but thanks for the call, brother. Let's stay right here in the state, and let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Diana.
Hi.
You got one of my favorite guests there tonight, Pastor Butch.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, your previous caller mentioned Don Williams' song, Good Old Boys Like Me. That's one of my favorite all-time country songs. And, you know, and you mentioned Steve McQueen. I remember when I was a little boy, my parents took me to the drive-in.
Right.
I think to see two Steve McQueen movies back then, Le Mans and the Thomas Crown Affair, that's going way back. But my question is for Diana. Diana, I'm glad you brought up the Geneva Bible and that verse because that's very important. Where can I get my hands on a Geneva Bible nowadays?
I got mine off of Amazon.
You can go online and find one of those now, I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do the online thing. You know, and here's another thing. You know, I can't believe those Trump nut jobs think that Trump is going to save them. I mean, how can you be a Christian and think this man is going to save you? I can't understand it. And speaking of Saudi Arabia, keep your eyes on Saudi Arabia because I think they're in bed with Israel. I really do.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
Trump just sent them. Listen to this. Trump just sent them a bunch of F-35 bombers.
Yes, he did. But they promised to give us $1 trillion in trade. So, gee.
Wow. Wow. I fear for the people. I can't understand how people can call themselves Christians and still believe in this man when all the writing is on the wall just by the things he's doing and saying. It's pretty scary, and that's all I wanted to say. And thank you for taking my call. God bless both of you now.
You're welcome. Good call, Chance. Thank you. Folks, lines are open. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And Chance just said he can't believe people call themselves Christians will believe this man is actually trying to do what's right in the eyes of God. And folks, I'm saying this out of pure love, but I got to tell you the truth. We're grasping at straws. People are desperate, even Christians who say they love Christ, who say they're born again, and their future's secure in Christ, and know we're going to spend eternity. They're so afraid of what they're seeing in this world, in this country, in America, where we live, that you're willing to believe that somebody gets up there and tells them, after lying to them dozens of times, over the last 8-9 months, Trump has lied and lied and lied. They want to believe they tell enough truth that he's actually make a difference. He's going to turn his country around. He's going to make it back it was back 60, 70 years ago. It isn't going to happen, but they believe that because they're falling off the cliff and they're grasping at straws. They're just trying to hang on with a little bit of hope in this world. And folks, our hope is not in this world or any man or bunch of men in this world. It is not. If your hope's in this world, you're going to hell. That's all I can say. Either a faith's in Christ or a faith's in man. We put a faith in man for so long, Dan, that we're now totally enslaved to man and man's whims and wills. If we don't follow the rules, they'll cut off our paycheck or retirement check. I mean, with all these things, we're controlled because we bought into the nonsense of Jeremiah 17:5, put the trust in man. We did it. We've all done it. I've done it. So don't tell me that we've been scared.
The sad thing is that this generation is now so far gone with technology that they could not live without it. If we stopped it right now, you know, they can't cook without it, they can't tell time without it, they can't write without it. I bet you can't find too many children today who can hand write a letter. And that was one of the things that the New World Order has pushed, is the removing of phonics from the classroom and cursive writing, because it's critical thinking. And because kids can't even sign their name in cursive, they can't think for themselves. So this generation is known as the bridge generation, the bridge to the human 2.0 transhumanism. And Sam Altman was on the chief executive of OpenAI, and he was being questioned about the think tanks, because the think tanks, as part of the New World Order, he says, you know, it's more powerful than all the people. It's collective of all humanity. So AI making these decisions is every human's thought process put into a pattern and a trend. And it's going to make good decisions and bad decisions because it's taking into account all people. And he said that, you know, he was being questioned by Tucker, and he would say, well, what about the moral and ethical, you know, parts? What if AI says something against the Book of John and somebody is a Christian believer? And he said there is no ethical or moral template because it's going to be a combination of humans. And so it's not going to be based upon anything biblical. But Sam Altman says that he has the power, he personally has the power, to train the first release that comes out, but he doesn't believe in God. And so we are going to be dealing with a system that is, they say, is more powerful than the people. It's going to be able to make decisions about your banking, your medical, your health care, everything. Everything in this, you know, no matter what it is, your electricity, your taxes, you know, no matter what you say, I've already paid that, or I saved $1,000. There's no way to prove anything. If AI says you don't have it, you don't have it.
You don't have it. That's true. And I hate to cut you off. Got calls coming in, but it's very true. But we have become so dependent upon not just AI, but upon somebody else to feed us. All of us
right.
have. Nobody
yeah.
feeds themselves
yeah.
anymore. Very few people
right.
are able to raise their own food, make their own clothes, provide their own heat. No, it doesn't happen anymore, folks. We're dependent upon that. You cannot be dependent on somebody else and be a free individual. It's impossible. I'll just go to Gary in California. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Butch and
good evening.
Miss Diana.
Good
I got
evening.
A couple of things. For you, and the first one, I don't know. You two are old enough probably to remember Noah Hutchings from Southwest Radio Ministry Churches out of Oklahoma.
Yes.
And this kind of refers to last night, Pastor Butch, because this is what your guest, the ex-firefighter, was doing. But Noah Hutchings used to open up his little radio show Monday through Friday with this statement: God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. That's number one. That sticks with me because that's where our power is. And my question to Miss Diana is not a question, but I want to see if you could collaborate my thought. When people
we have to hurry. We're out of time. Please hurry. Go ahead.
When people enter the beast system, total digital and AI control of their finances, their health, and their freedom, they're locked out. We can't do anything for them. We the mercy, that non-judgment has already been cast on them. Would you agree, Diana?
Yes, I agree.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank you all very much. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And folks, that's a sad statement to have to say, but that's true. Once you go into that all the way, no one can help you. No one can.
Right.
All right, let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. Diana, I'm seeing AI videos on YouTube. I like to look up animal rescue videos that are positive outcomes. But I'm seeing AI videos about lions coming in the neighborhoods and the cat intercepting. And it's obvious that they've either been spliced or animated, and it's really cruddy looking. What is the purpose behind that?
I think it's to stigmatize the viewer. You know, it's just like the Charlie Kirk thing. I believe that was all planned to have that happen in front of all of these young people. It is to dehumanize and to get us used to the gory and death. What my thing is.
Well, that was my second question. Right before Kirk got killed with that neck wound, there was a Ukrainian girl in a subway that got stabbed from behind with a neck wound. What was the purpose of those two neck wounds? I mean, that was within a week of each other. back to back. There was obviously a media message that was being projected there, and I've never heard anybody say what it was about. Do you know? Or have a theory on it?
I don't know, but I have heard that if there's two neck wounds, it's an indicator that who did it. Like it's an inside thing. It's a message.
It had to be of some sort, but I've never heard anybody espouse on it. That's all I have. Somebody might be behind me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, and something else to do with Charlie Kirk's assassination, and we know we're lied to again. I mean, it was a lie, folks. What they say happened didn't happen the way it happened. But it's really strange that all of a sudden that disappeared off the radar. It's not even on the news any longer. Nobody talks about it. You know, it's all been solved. Don't worry about it. Well, Daniel, we're down about the last minute. Tell the folks how they can find out more about you very quickly.
Yes, you can find me on authordianaketterman.com. You can find me on YouTube under Sound Mind Ministries or Diana Ketterman. Or you can email me at dianaketterman@gmail.com.
Okay, run that email again one more time.
Email is dianaketterman@gmail.com. Website is authordianaketterman.com.
Okay.
YouTube.
You just keep in touch, and I hope that I'll see you next Saturday, Lord willing. I'm glad you come with us to Bible study. Are you enjoying Bible studies?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you're coming.
Absolutely.
So, folks, if you watch us live, and you can next weekend, you'll probably see her at the table with us. I mean, she's right there with us, right? Just across me and Marcia. But love for you to join us. And Diana, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been a blast. And it went by really fast. But thank you for all you're doing. And if I can do anything to help you, let me know.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, we're just about out of time, but again, don't forget tomorrow's office day. We'll be in office from 9 to 4 Eastern. I hope you'll come and join us. And if you want to call and talk to me about anything, please feel free to do so. If you heard something that you don't understand or don't even agree with, it's okay. We're not going to agree on everything. But maybe I can explain something better so you can understand what I'm saying and know why I said it. I'm not here as a tyrant or some kind of great spiritual leader. I'm here as a servant of Jesus Christ, trying to fulfill my role as a pastor, a brother in Christ, and trying to expose as a somewhat of a watchman, I guess you say, and perhaps a prophet as far as taking the scripture and telling the future because it's all in there. And I hope tomorrow you'll call and talk to us. Like I said, if you can help us financially, keep this thing going. The end of the year is always tight. This is nothing new. So if you'll help us, we'd appreciate it very much. But we do care. And I want to thank you all for being out there for us every night. Thank you so much. May God bless you and keep in touch. We'll see you tomorrow in the office. Bye-bye.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.